Logistics strategy. The basic purpose of strategy at any level is to create a competitive advantage by economically delivering just those things that your customers perceive as adding value. This is true for overall organizational strategy as well as for the strategies of each business unit, including logistics. Exhibit 1-25 shows how logistics strategy is based on a detailed understanding of organization and supply chain strategy, customer service requirements, and constraints. Exhibit 1-25, Inputs to Logistics Strategy. Organizational strategy and its related goals and objectives drive the supply chain strategy, which in turn drives logistics strategy. Supply chain strategy works to fulfill organizational strategy, goals, and objectives by integrating the organization's activities with the activities of key suppliers and customers. Ensuring proper alignment of these levels is critical and is addressed more shortly. Customer service requirements are based on an understanding of the organization's customer segments, relevant groups of customers with similar characteristics. Each segment will have service expectations based on their needs and what competitors offer at a given price. Depending on the organization's strategy, the organization may choose to meet or exceed these expectations, or it could choose to have lower service levels than the rest of the market as part of a strategy to be the low-cost leader. Constraints refer to the internal and external forces affecting logistics strategy. Internal forces include current infrastructure and capacities, organizational structure and culture, and other strengths and weaknesses. Changing these require capital investments and time. External forces include competitors' strategies, regulatory environments, risks, country infrastructures, and so on. These cannot be controlled but must be understood and planned for. Bowersox and Daugherty propose three generic logistics strategies: process strategy, reduce cost using lean processes; market strategy, differentiate by reducing complexity for customers; information strategy, share information to increase internal cohesion and external partner collaboration. Usually, there is more than one way to meet the overall organizational strategy, and logistics might use all of the above strategies at various levels of priority. Logistics professionals often start by brainstorming many possible ways to set logistics strategy. Innovative ideas should be encouraged during this stage of planning. Later, the pros and cons of each idea can be analyzed in detail, and the best options that are feasible for the planning horizon can be developed into a set of goals and objectives. Alignment with corporate and supply chain goals and objectives. The organization determines its strategy and related goals and objectives to achieve competitive advantage. Per Michael Porter's generic strategies, this could be cost leadership, lowest cost, differentiation, unique product and/or service, or focus, cost leadership or differentiation for a targeted niche segment. Porter later added another strategy called Best Cost Provider, which involves giving customers exactly the value they want. Value is created by delivering the functionality at the lowest possible price. Exhibit 1-26 shows these generic strategies. Note that there are five of them because of the two different ways focus can be applied. Exhibit 1-26, Generic Business Strategies. Supply chain and logistics strategies need to be aligned with overall organizational strategy. How can the needed level of alignment be created and also validated? You should be able to show how the successful implementation of logistics strategy will directly support the larger organizational goals. One way to do this is to ensure the organization's key performance indicators, KPIs, are arranged into an integrated measurement model, also called a KPI tree, so that logistics area metrics directly tie back to or sum up to higher-level supply chain and organizational KPIs. This is addressed elsewhere. Another way to show alignment is to develop a comprehensive set of logistics goals and objectives and value propositions.